You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big things popping in Houston. Moves being made by everybody. Moves being made by the Rockets as well. Not transactions, but moves on the court itself. A.J. McCarron is your new backup quarterback. The former Oakland Raider will back up Deshaun Watson next year. So no more Brandon Whedon. I feel like you're in good hands with this backup. I'm a big fan of this move by Brian Gain.
No more
Brandon.
We
said they needed a backup quarterback. They got a backup quarterback. They got a good one. He gets $3 million. From Brian Gain.
I agree. I like his game in college. I liked his game as a pro, little as I saw of it. But I don't think he's going to. All you want out of a backup quarterback is someone who's not going to beat you if he has to start a game. You can win it. Maybe he'll make a couple of nice throws, lead you on a couple of drives, but won't beat you. And A.J. McCarron is that. He's going to work. He comes at a bargain. 1 year, $3 million. For a guy who had some pretty good numbers when he was, you put him out there yesterday.
2-1 as a starter, six touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Yeah. He warranted a heftier trade than Jimmy Garoppolo. Obviously, Garoppolo got paid because of what he did in San Francisco. But A.J. McCarron, the Browns agreed to trade a second and third rounder before him. Of course, this was the old regime. They didn't put the paperwork out. Jimmy Garoppolo, only a second rounder. So who knows how the NFL would have changed if the Browns had gotten that paperwork in on Halloween of 2017. But as it sits, A.J. McCarron going to be the backup for Deshaun Watson. That's not the biggest move made yesterday. The Houston Astros had the internet and all of H-Town going nuts because Alex Bregman gets broke off 6 years, $100 million. They avoid arbitration. They avoid seeing Alex Bregman get paid like whatever some of these good ball players get paid before they're eligible for new contracts. So Jim Crane opens up the checkbook, gives the baseball messiah 6 years, $100 million. And it looks like Alex Bregman, he's going to be here for a long time, 2024 at least. And you got to think when he does hit the market, he's going to at the very least remember what Jim Crane did for him. I think we're looking at a lifetime Astro in Alex Bregman.
Well, remember, you heard Michael Rapaport ripping on the Astros for just giving him that $40,000, performance bonus on his rookie deal.
That's how baseball works, though.
But now we know that was just like, all right, here's, while we're negotiating. Because this didn't happen this week. This didn't happen after Bregman made it clear that he, because Bregman said something, too, that he outperformed the $40,000. Or whatever it was, and a lot of people started criticizing the Astros. So maybe Bregman made it very clear that he didn't like it, and then the negotiations heated up. But this doesn't happen overnight. And what a good deal it is! It really is. 6 more years, right?
Yes.
Because this year and then a 5-year deal.
It's a 6-year deal, so they just wipe everything away. So it's going to go. It's going to go this year. It's going to go all the way.
Which
through.
Includes some years that he would have been a free agent. Good deal for him. It's in his prime. It's a great deal for the Astros.
I think he ends up being the shortstop on the back end of this deal because I don't think Carlos Correa gets paid. I think someone's going to pay.
But admittedly, we're all biased.
It's going to be the Astros. Yeah, we're all biased, and I got to make an executive decision. 713-572-4610. Because the same day that Alex Bregman gets paid, Carlos Correa is pushing his fiance's YouTube channel, Daniela Rodriguez, the Sparkle Princess to many former Miss Teen Texas USA. They're pushing a YouTube channel. Do we want to hear that some pieces from that YouTube channel in 5 minutes? And do we want to hear another episode of this in which Carlos Correa is actually putting her makeup on? I'm going to let you make an executive decision. I'll let the loopholes make a decision as well. 713-572-4610. Do we want to hear that in 5 minutes? We'll get back to that, so stay tuned. I can see you're already voting no. Don't text the text line. Rockets topped the Hawks last night, 121-105. They have 11 games remaining. They've won 12 of 13.
Yeah.
Another impressive accomplishment for James Harden. John.
What, 29 different teams he scored 30 on?
James Harden has 31 points in the win, which makes him the first player in NBA history with 30-plus points against all 29 opponents in the same season.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
That is stupid.
Like, 30 points against everybody you play against.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He might not win the MVP. They might give it to the Greek Freak, but I got to tell you, if you just lay out the accomplishments James Harden's had this year, it's hard to make a case against him. Clint Capella also looked good in the win, 26-11. And Daniel House, this is an interesting
one right
here.
This guy is going to be – they got to make a decision here.
Could I interest you in some stats?
Yes, absolutely.
In the three games since returning from the G League, Rockets guard Daniel House is averaging 17 points. He's shooting 58.6% and 54.5% from three with 4.3 rebounds. That stat courtesy of at Clutch Fans. It's amazing that they almost penny-pinched their way out of having this guy on the roster.
They could have had him longer.
They could have had him longer this season, and who knows? You're a game and a half up of that three seed. If you got to figure if you had Daniel House a little bit longer, maybe you win a game or two, and maybe this is already wrapped up. But Daniel House, man, my goodness, a nice rotation player for Mike D'Antoni. And Mike D'Antoni, the bench has been a problem in recent years. Austin Rivers, Kenneth Faried, Daniel House. You got a nice little bench in Houston. It's just going to be interesting to see how Mike D'Antoni handles that bench.
Well, and basically you're getting right before the postseason begins, you're getting a real extra weapon. It's like you've acquired, like you made a trade, you know, for a final fit for your big run. House is that. He obviously can knock down the three, but he's doing a lot of things for this club. He really is.
A lot of people saying no, they don't want to hear the Carlos Correa makeup edition and the love story again.
Here's the thing about that. It's kind of like, you know, you're in traffic and you just want to get by the traffic because you're so frustrated, but then you see the wreck and you slow down and turn your head anyway. This is the wreck that you have to see, even though it kind of makes you throw up in your mouth a little bit. And that's most of the texts are variations of that theme.
NCAA tournament starts tomorrow. You can hear those games on Sports Radio 650, presented by our friends at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. We're actually going to be at Twin Peaks tomorrow. If you want to come through, if you're in the Katy area, come on out. Let's have a beer together, because my Lent, you know,
gave up on your Lent?
I still have not made
a Seinfeld reference.
I'm not very good at it. Now, you've actually made three, but you just always said that they're not references. Could I interest you in some statistics about the NCAA tournament? People are saying no. I mean, there's some people saying yes, but loopholes are saying no.
Somebody called in and said no too.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they don't want to hear from the Sparkle Princess.
Well, that sounds like a definitive yes to me.
I'm going to give listeners what they want.
First of all, he's putting makeup on her on the YouTube channel.
I'm just telling you, bro. People don't want it, so I'm going to give the people what they want. I'm a man of the people. Could I interest you in some statistical data?
Yes, sir.
$4 billion is lost in worker productivity. This, according to MoneyWise, when March Madness happens, and 47 million Americans will wager $85 billion. How the hell do you measure that $4 billion is lost in worker productivity? I like these stats, and I like these numbers because they're fun to talk about. How in the F do you research that?
I'm sure there is some sort of, theorem, some sort of statistic. Information that can kind of, you know, gauge that. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there is. You know, like somebody, I read something the other day that there was a major corporation, and the texters, if they know, will let me know, a major corporation that is now giving bonuses, I think it's every 6 months, for people who do not take smoke breaks.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
That's a good bonus.
Yeah, because the smoke break takes away, 10 minutes every other hour or whatever? I don't know. I don't know what the breaks
makes
are.
Makes you smell.
But I'm saying that's over the course of an 8-hour day, 10-hour day, that's a lot of productivity that's gone. So they're giving bonuses to the people that don't take smoke
713-572-4610. Still getting a lot about this Correa love story. It doesn't seem like people want to hear it. Let's go to the phones. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
No way. No way.
I have a comment
about Bregman and against Bregman versus Correa. I think what it is, I think Correa wants to be rich and famous, and I think Bregman wants to be great. The difference of the two.
You are, I think, onto something.
And honestly, yeah. you know, as much as you know that bothers a lot of fans and we make fun of it, the reality is Alex Bregman grew up rich. Both of his parents are attorneys.
I don't know.
His parents are attorneys. He's from New Mexico, so he grew up like that. Carlos Correa had a little bit more of a grind. if you will. So,
but some people are just wired different too.
Yeah, it's different routes. Yeah. But I mean, to different strokes for different folks. I mean, I'm not even saying which one's doing it right or wrong, mm-hmm. but from the perspective of somebody and from where I'm sitting,
mm-hmm.
if I were Carlos Correa, I might be doing the same damn thing. Well, I would probably be slinging it around a little bit more like Derek Jeter, but I could be doing the same thing and I would still be making that bread. But from the perspective of I want the Astros, I want everybody who puts on that Astros uniform to maximize their potential,
right,
and be focused on baseball and love only baseball more than anything else, and that be the first priority,
mm-hmm.
then I'm an Alex Bregman guy.
Exactly.
And I think most people are Alex Bregman guys. All right, we'll go ahead and play the love story. It was about 51% to 49. We actually got like 346 votes on this. this is in case you're just tuning in, Carlos Correa, his fiancée Daniela Rodriguez, has a YouTube channel, and this is her setting up their magical love story and how they became the future Mr. and Miss Correa.
We are going to talk about our love story. We've repeated the story so many times, and I know some of you guys have heard the story on the news, through articles, but this is coming straight from us. Time out. Can we take a minute and acknowledge and appreciate my pink eyeshadow? I love it.
Pop it.
You know a lot of people send me that on Instagram.
All right, so that
she ends every sentence with the voice going a little higher.
My gosh. All right, so their love story, yada, yada. She slid in his DMs. He slid in hers.
It's quite the love story.
Her mom told her to text him back. Her mom told her to text him back again. They went on a date. They went to breakfast the next morning. All she had was pageant. We might revisit that with Stanford Brout. But the reason we play that is because obviously her makeup's popping. And her makeup is popping so much. And by the way, if you go to her YouTube channel, the ones where it's just her, there's only a couple thousand views.
Mm-hmm.
The ones where it's both of them,
really,
25,000-30,000.
No kidding.
So it seems like they benefit from each other, or maybe she benefits from him more. To each his own. But there's an episode on Daniela Rodriguez's YouTube channel where Carlos Correa actually puts her makeup on. And here's a little snippet of what that sounds like.
So I've been really excited to do this because I'm going to let him do my makeup. What do you think we start with?
I think you use this a lot, so.
Okay. Why are you opening up eyeshadow palette?
Well, I don't know what this is. I don't even know how to open it. Yes, I'm done.
So,
popping.
This is what you get when you ask your boyfriend, fiance, or husband to do your makeup. First of all, let's talk about the eyeshadow. I don't know what's going on. For some reason, you went...
Perfection. That's what I call it. I call it perfection.
The eyelashes are, for some reason, a mile away from my real eyelashes.
So ungrateful.
My contour makes my nose look quite different.
All right, that's enough. That's
and
enough.
Now, well,
I'm done.
My smile.
I mean, this is sickening.
I can't believe he's doing this.
This is sickening.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Especially when his boys are in a vice.
You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Y'all taking any calls?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Go.
Oh, wow. Hey, so real quick. My thing is with Bregman is I think it's awesome what he's done. If people keep saying it's a steal, I don't think it's a steal. I think it's just a player making a very smart move, because you see all these players making these big contracts and kind of putting their teams in bad positions. But Alex Bregman being a perennial all-star, I think he's taking the smart route for the Astros in order to help still bring pieces around. They still got a great core, and they got, you know, everything they're doing is awesome. But I just think it's amazing what they've done. And that's, I think that just shows so much more for Alex Bregman than what I thought he was.
What do you think about the Correa YouTube video? That's what the people really want to talk about.
Yeah, well, that's stupid. I don't know. I think it's dumb.
Yeah, that's enough said there.
100% though on his first take. I didn't say it was a steal. Maybe some people are. I said it's a good deal for everybody.
Yeah,
everybody,
all parties involved.
Everybody should be happy.
And it makes the organization look very good. Not quite sure that the Sparkle Princess YouTube channel makes people look too good.
A texter says, "What did we do to y'all? Why are you doing this?"
You know what's crazy? Like, what if Let's say Brian Gaine. Let's say that Brian Gaine is making the calls.
Okay.
Because I think a case has been made, and it's been thrown out there, that Carlos Correa is a lot like Jadeveon Clowney. And that we look at these two guys.
I'm a lover, man.
And despite the fact that they're very productive players, because of the God-given talent they have, we look at these guys and we think, these guys should be even better than what they are. And we think, well, what's the reason why? For Clowney, we hear about worker bee. We hear about work ethic, and that's what's questioned. With Carlos Correa, there's different reasons that you question it.
Yeah.
But those questions, I think, are valid. Without getting too personal, like, look, I'm not knocking the way he's living his life. Mm-hmm. Do your thing.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, you're putting it on YouTube. It's not like I'm sitting there. It's not like we're sitting here and we're saying, you know what? His girl right there, she must be the reason why. They're putting it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There's reason to believe. There's a lot going on. And to each his own, but I think it's very, very, very similar to what the Texans are dealing with Clowney. Both number one overall picks, both talented, both not reaching the potential the expectations we have for him.
If you can find love, awesome. That's what everybody's looking for. But you also have to realize that sometimes when you find love, it might affect other things or how people look at you.
Especially when the love is about that fame. Let's go to Nemo real quick. Nemo, go ahead real quick, man.
Man, what's up? So I'm just gonna touch bases with this stuff y'all are playing on the air. Look, man, Lopez, you know, I follow you on Twitter, man. I don't think you put your makeup on your wife. So,
no,
you know, I've never put makeup on my girl, and I understand, I guess, but I don't think what y'all played was necessary, because I'm trying to tune in to watch some sports. I'm trying to get away from, you know.
He is a ball player, Nemo.
Nobody talks more sports than we do. I'll venture to say that.
And this is sports.
But this is, sometimes, you know, you've got, this is the.
You want this guy to take the next step, and there's reasons to be skeptical.
I think you can say that. I think you can say that she could be a distraction. I hope they're happy. I hope they stay happy. But if you want to say all these things going on that you think it could be a distraction, I'm not going to argue with you.
There's a lot of people saying that I would trade places with Carlos Correa, that I would, that if I could make millions and millions of dollars and still put out these YouTube videos, that I would still do it. All you people, you're damn right. I'm not even going to lie to you. You're damn right. You wanted it. You got it. Why complain about it now? We'll tell you what it is, and it involves the most ruthless GM this side of the Mississippi. That's next.
Our love story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.